The Lord be with you.
And
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you're coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Is a sign of contrition. We, when we become Catholic, we were baptized in the name of the Blessed Trinity, in the merit of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. So through our sacramental baptism, all our sins, original sin, our personal sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ. But the time when John Baptist was baptizing people, just asking people to have a contrite heart, as a sign of contrition. That's all. But why Jesus want to be baptized by John the Baptist? One clear solution to me is that Jesus wants to be one with us sinners. You know, of course, he is not a sinner. But he wants to be one with all the people surrounding John Baptist. We are all sinners. So Jesus Christ came on earth to be one with us. So this concept of being one with one another is very important. And this is what Jesus is asking his disciples at the end of the Last Supper, when he was praying. He was praying for his disciples, the people come up, following them, that all may be one. Being one. So this oneness, what does it mean by this one? For us, when we say Jesus being one, first of all, of course, being one with the Lord. One heart, one mind with Jesus Christ. This is one. But again, also Jesus invites us to love one another and see the way he loves us. That means to say we have to build this unity among ourselves. We are all called to be one in the Lord and one with one another. Nothing else. This morning, difficult thing is to be one with one another. That means to say you know how to forgive, how to work together in harmony, how to be sharing what you have with one another. This is one. So Jesus Christ came on earth, he shared what he had, poverty. He shared with us. That's a way Jesus was asking us to be joyful with the joyful people, sad with the people with sadness. We have to be come together, walk together to the Lord, with the Lord. As Jesus Christ came on earth, he baptized, that means to say he was one with us. So this is our calling to share. Last week, from Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday, in Diocese Hong Kong, we have a 3-day seminar. Two speakers were well known in their own field. One is Father Imoda from Rome, he's a Jesuit. Another person is a religious sister from Taiwan. Her name is Clara Zhang. What impressed me quite a lot, this sister Clara. She was a professional, a counselor. For the last 20 years, she was working in China, staying quite a few seminaries, to stay with them and train them. Now she shared one of her inner experiences. She said, as a woman, of course she's a religious woman, she's professional, but she has her own flesh. She's a woman. She worked for the last 20 years among men, in the world of men. Many times she feels kind of loneliness. This vulnerability of human being. So, not because she's a nun, that because then she's strong. Nobody, who you are, merit or not merit, we are weak. We are all vulnerable. Jesus Christ become vulnerable with us. And that's our way of seeing our vocation. So these years, she shared that last 10 years ago, there was a very nice priest seeing that she was so depressed and tried to call her sometime every day, just a few minutes, to encourage her. In the beginning, she felt good. Someone was caring, someone is really helping her, giving her spirit. But after some years, 2-3 years, I don't know how she mentioned, a kind of attachment over there. Although they don't have any physical touch or physical meeting, through telephone means they are not in the same place. But there's a kind of attachment. In the very beginning, she was really, you know, she prayed, she do her work. But gradually, that kind of calling, the telephone call, even 2 minutes, 3 minutes, she was attached to them. If that day hasn't received the call, she couldn't leave. And that's attachment. This is how she shared how painful for years, you know, no consolation from people. In this just a few minutes call, she got a kind of consolation. One day,
no more crying. She was so downhearted, giddy, depressed. But then she said, that's become her salvation. Once no attachment, she started come back to the altar, come back to her original commitment with the Lord, and that saved her vocation, saved her personal person. Her experience also revealed that many of us, priests, religious people, at times we are vulnerable, very vulnerable. I myself also went through some kind of these temptations. But thank the Lord, as I shared sometimes before, I got a very good friend in Canada. I was working there. She got a stigmata. There's 5 months herself. That means Jesus loved her so much. And she got a message from me, from Jesus, to me. Tell Peter, stay with me 1 hour every day. I will look after his parish. And that message for me is a change of my life. In the past, I spent quite a lot of times on before the television with other people to let myself not feel alone. That's loneliness, no? But then, coming back to the Lord. In the beginning, it's very hard. Stay 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament. And I was not used to. That's a problem. My character is very outgoing, not inward. Jesus commands me to do so, so that I can cut off so many other attachments. And the baptism of Jesus is a sign, a symbol that he is Son of God. He is sinless, but he shared our sinfulness in the water of Jordan, baptized by John the Baptist, to share, to show us it's so important. You have to go into the water and come up. That means to a new life. So for us, a new life is a change of lifestyle. So you're not used to pray a lot, then at least you have to start every day some time of your personal prayer. Personal prayer. This personal prayer means also you can, in a family, say the rosary together, for example. I remember Mother Teresa mentioned, talking to thousands of families, she said, the family that prays together will stay together. Today, why is there so many separations, so many divorces, so many arguments with one another? You have no time for prayer. You forgot about God. You think you are walking with the Lord, but you're not your heart. So that's Jesus. He knows me. He knows us. That's why come to the altar, into the form of bread, so we can be consumed, so that we, our life, be transformed into his life.
And that's what St. Paul is experiencing. Today I live, not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. And this is our transformation. This is our new baptism in the water and coming up with the Holy Spirit. And the voice is saying, "You are my beloved son." Each of one of us are beloved children of the Lord. This is the simple way of understanding our religious life. Religious means not because you're religious, because we are called to live like Him. We are called to be His disciples. So today, we thank the Lord that He be one with us through baptism, telling us we are all weakness, we all vulnerable people. Accept this fact. Accept we are sinners. Jesus knows us. But He will give us all the graces that we need. Pray for that. Ask for that. Ask will be given, locked, will be open, and what? Just this. Seek, and you will find. That means most of the time we don't have the guts for the Lord. Although we tend to be humble, we are proud. Because we don't need God ourselves. And that's Jesus gives the example. He become one of us, baptized, immersed into the water through John the Baptist. And Jesus, John the Baptist said rightly, "I should be baptized by you, not this being baptized by John the Baptist." But Jesus said, "Come on, this time, let it be done. Let us do the will of the Lord for that moment." So, Jesus is so kind to us. So be one with us. He knows your weakness. Of course, He knows your strength. Don't be afraid. He is not far from us. He's relaxed to you. Open your heart and walk together with Him. That's our only salvation. Without the Lord, we can do anything. Be humble and believe the simple word of the Lord. Without Him, we have no salvation.